You are now listening to No Dumb Idea.
Dumb Idea. Welcome to No Dumb Idea, a pop culture podcast where today we're going to be talking about crossovers, and I'm your host, Dala, crossing over with...
Crossing over with British Jim Leighton-8.
Thank you for joining, and who else who are we crossing over with?
Oh, let me just Google something really quick, give me a second.
No problem. Pause for excitement.
Don't worry, this is going to be a really good bit. Hold on.
Oh, yeah.
Well, she need a Zuchi Ren Gibbleding.
And, Gibbleding, as they mentioned.
I'm sure everyone understood that.
Yeah. I mean, to be fair, more people in the world speak Chinese than English, I think, at this point.
That was Chinese?
Or Mandarin, I think, right? I don't know. Is it Mandarin?
Also, is that true?
You tell me. I don't know. I mean, doesn't
Chinese,
China
Chinese
have, like,
listeners,
almost
you tell
the
us.
Biggest population?
Well, they are. Analytics
most,
is...
Like, most Western countries, they speak their language and English.
And Chinese. Or Mandarin.
If you look at our analytics, Hong Kong is our second highest listener fan base. So, you know. They beat Singapore.
Yeah, we're just trying to be inclusive. Yeah. And today, you know, as I mentioned today, we're going to be talking about some crossovers. Before we get to that, how have y'all been? What y'all been up to this past week?
Ooh, it was Halloween. Halloween.
And boy, are my arms tired.
Yeah real. God. Halloween was fun for me. I mean, we did some karaoke, little karaoke costume contest at the local bar, and
nice.
Yeah, it was fun. So got to sing Thriller
and nice.
Time Warp.
You dress like him, right?
That was a good one.
What was
that was really good.
You said you dress like Michael Jackson.
No, it would have been a good costume. Big flowy button up white shirt over a tank top with black pants that are really short.
And then your partner could have dressed up as Vincent Price.
Ooh.
For a couple's costume.
Nice.
You know.
It's a good bit.
I think my favorite couple's costume I've seen online so far is this couple that was the pig wrangler girl and a pig. I don't know if you've ever seen that video of the pig wrangler girl. One of the funniest things on earth. She's like, it's like in a competition where you're like herding your pigs in a specific direction. And she's like super concentrated and tapping the pig on either side. So funny.
She's like crouched hella, right?
Yeah,
like,
she's like
almost
super
like a 90
crouched.
Degree angle.
Yeah.
I don't know what the hell is going on.
That's what's going on.
It's like, to me, it just sounds like the grape mashing girl from like 30 fucking years ago or whatever.
Also a good one.
Yeah. Nate, I think the problem is you didn't say the reference in Mandarin.
In Mandarin, so that's true. That's true.
If you said it, then he'd, oh, yeah, that. Nice.
Now I'm going to look up.
Any other fun?
I just want to look up Thriller. It's auto completing for me now. That's awesome. I just
love
that. It's going to be 3 hours long because every joke's going to need to be translated into Mandarin
actively.
Well, my week was pretty good. You know. Also, that sounds like a fun Halloween, Nate. I spent my Halloween with my partner. We watch scary movies. I think we both had work that day, so at the end we were kind of just like wiped a little bit.
Yeah.
But that week, I had spent that week making a mask for her
for one of her favorite artists. It's from a musician band called Sleep Token. It's like they have this whole mythology. It's I'm still learning it, still getting into it, but it's pretty good music. It's like, I would say theatrical metal almost. It's
oh, I've seen this guy on the internet.
Yeah, he's a thirst.
Not to be confused with Ghost.
Everyone's thirst trap, honestly. No, but it's mm-hmm. very. It does remind me like elements of Ghost. You know.
I think a lot of those like masked musicians usually have like a lot of lore behind their characters and stuff, which is cool. Like I'm not. It's a cool.
So
thing,
right? I spent the week making a version of the mask for her. Yeah. I need to post that on my account, actually, because it was a lot of fun. And it came out great. Yeah, but I did that. I always talk about my job and how the last week of the month is usually the busiest, and that was kind of the case this time. But other than that, I took it easy. My fucking birthday had passed recently, and I spent it sick with the flu. I don't know if I talked about that, but that was crazy.
You did last time. Yeah. And that's how you beat in 100% it.
Oh yeah, Jesus Christ!
Oh, I'm so close.
See, dude,
just like just over 200 battles right now. Left.
See, the fact that you're still playing it like that, like 2 weeks later, 3 weeks later. I'm glad that I got it. I'm glad that I was able to knock all the annoying shit out in that weekend. You know. Yeah. Now
glad I was.
It's like I'm literally just like picking it up and just playing for like an hour at a time because it gets so boring to do it the same thing over and over again.
Mm. Funny enough, now I'm just hunting, which is kind of doing the same thing over, but at least it's
the reward's better though.
Yeah, I'm trying to get a shiny Larvitar. Ugh, one of my favorites.
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah.
I've been slowly replacing everything I have with the alpha versions. So like now I have like alpha for alligator, alpha chestnut, alpha mega or alpha Venusaur.
So that's
feels so good. They're so big.
Exactly. I don't know why I like doing that now. I don't know if it's the tism or just the completionist in me, but now I'm trying to make the entire Pokédex all alpha Pokémon. But I'm trying to get mm-hmm. them like a living Pokédex, which is where in your box you have one of every single Pokemon. So like one Bulbasaur, then you have one of its evolution Ivysaur, and then one of Venusaur's. So you have to catch three, mm-hmm. you know.
And then they all have to be alpha.
Yeah, and they all have to be alpha. So I'm doing that.
No beta shit here.
No beta shit, never. I'm doing that.
That's going to be like a 2-year project or like a year long project.
Maybe the end of the year. So, like, 2 months.
Yeah. We'll see.
I'm doing that, and then I'm trying to just get every shiny along the way. Because that's kind of that's exactly what I did with the first Pokemon game, or the first Legends game. And I put, like, 400 hours into that, so I'm already at 130 for this one.
I'm going to play some more today later.
Hell yeah.
I'm doing it right now.
I'm playing right now. I'm barely paying attention.
Yeah. Huh? Yeah, I feel like that game you could probably autoplay in the background, like while talking.
Well, people do
battles, the repetitiveness of it.
There's that's the other thing. People like, because I've seen videos about shiny hunting. People are like, here, download this macro, which I assume is like a program that you could plug into your Switch that just auto runs the game. Which is that's not.
Okay.
They're like, you could.
What's the point of?
Yeah, you could put it on in the background and then freaking. Whatever, and it's like, it's not.
That's funny. That's what happened with me and how I fell out of Pokemon because I was on Diamond Pearl. I had Pearl, and we did an action replay for the DS, and I like used it to catch every single Pokemon. After that, I was like, well, I have them all now, so I'm like, what's the point? And I literally stopped playing Pokemon.
Action replay was so fucking cool. I loved that shit.
It was cool. Yeah.
I loved looking through the codes and being like, oh, let me inject a Deoxys, and now I have a Deoxys. so fun.
You're that Peter Griffin meme.
Oh shit, Lois.
Holy crap.
Oh, fucking it's shit, Deoxys. Lois.
Holy it's fucking shit.
Christ, Lois. All right. What a crossover. What a crossover.
Yeah.
Wow.
And crossing over to my week.
God, could that be the briefly. Could that be the thumbnail, please? Just Peter Griffin.
What?
The Peter Griffin opening the door
with the Deoxys.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll see what Please. I can do. But yeah, this week has been, it's just like Nate said, you know, we went to karaoke. I joined them for karaoke, but before that, hit up the Tower of the Fools Halloween show in SF, which was fucking dope. They all dressed up as like Mortal Kombat ninjas and Shao Kahn. Perfect. I, you know, go on their Instagram at the Tower of the Fool and, you know, give that picture a like. I think it's on there. Or, yeah, just check out their stuff in general.
Heck yeah.
Did that. The other thing, I guess, that's just of note is yesterday we went to go see Frankenstein by goddamn Toro's Frankenstein.
What? It's out?
In theaters. Yeah, well, it's in theaters for early showings, and then it's streaming on Netflix, I think, probably this week, or at its time of recording.
I'm Googling Frankenstein, and it's auto-completing Frankenstein in Chinese. No, not this time, okay? Yeah. I'm looking for showtimes.
You don't, your own hubris, or as they would say in Mandarin.
Oh, look it up.
You edited yourself saying it in Mandarin.
Sorry, there you go. Sorry, Chinese.
Yeah. I'll do the Google voice.
Sorry, Frankenstein. I gotta look up Chinese really quick. Whatever. Fine. It's not worth the bet.
But no, it's great. I'd recommend it. I'm curious to see it like as a double feature with Nosferatu, even though they're very different tonally. Ooh. But just because they're both like the most modern day version of like Dracula and Frankenstein, and the movie's pretty accurate to the book from what I recall. It's been a minute since I read it.
Really?
Yeah. Like it starts off in the Antarctic.
He becomes obsessed with poetry?
He does.
Oh, okay. No, sorry. Wait. Oh. That's why. Okay.
Sorry. No, it's fucking.
Peek behind the curtain.
Hey, there might be.
Let's not talk of. Yeah.
My opinions on Frankenstein, just real quick.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you guys ever saw. I'm blanking on the name of the TV show.
Frankenstein?
It was a TV show with a bunch of classic like literary people in it. Like there was a werewolf guy, there was Frankenstein, there was Penny Dreadful.
Yeah, like
Penny Dreadful.
Is that what
it is? I think it was Penny Dreadful.
Yeah, with Josh Hartnett, I think, and then Eva Green. You're talking about the show?
Yeah.
Yeah, Eva Green, she's like
that have Frankenstein in it, right?
Yeah,
the monster. I mean,
I haven't seen it, so I don't know.
I know there's a werewolf. Yeah.
Okay. As long as then it's probably the same one, because basically in that show, I watched like three seasons of it. I don't know if they made more, but Frankenstein's monster in that one is so like he like loves reading and poetry, and he's like a hopeless romantic, and it's like. It's like they really lean into him being like scorned and thoughtful and like conflicted all the time, and having to wrestle with his own existence and what it means to be alive and stuff. And it's like that's something from the Frankenstein novel that I always thought was like so really interesting to me. Yes.
Check out this movie then, because it has some of that.
Okay.
I think the reason, like the things that are missing,
does it
that
have
I remember,
him crouching behind in the snow behind a small family's cottage to learn English?
Yep.
Yes. Let's go. Okay, I'm in.
They do have. Yeah.
I'm in.
No, it's great. It's a really good. I would have to think of other Frankenstein movies, but it might be one of my. It's probably top five for sure
for Frankenstein in particular.
No. If they do Frankenstein that movies, scene, like, or, that is also such an important scene to me. Him like emulating humanity and observing humanity, like
through the hiding
and just observing a family. It's like he also that's how he learns what love is and how he knows that his creator doesn't love him. Like
And so I think a lot of the stuff that they don't have or that are missing or they just couldn't expand upon is probably just for the sake of time, because the movie is 2.5 hours,
right?
Hell yeah,
you only do so
and
much.
there's Yeah, and so it's like, fuck, like, there...
You don't have an extra 3 hours to describe trees, like, in the book.
Okay, honestly, God, no. Does Frankenstein hang dong in the movie?
Not that I can remember.
Anybody hang dong in the movie?
Strike against it.
No, well, there's some male butt. There's guy butt.
Okay,
I think
okay.
Some gut?
Okay. I don't think Netflix does...
There's some gut.
I don't think Netflix really does. Butt, yeah. Like full frontal though, do they? Netflix?
Sometimes the Netflix I watch.
Uh-huh. Oh, Netflix. Sorry,
yeah, that's not Netflix.
Netflix. Oh,
yeah. Sorry.
Oh, bust the Netflix. Oh, I'm sorry.
I was watching Funkin' Guillermo del Toro's Funkenstein
on Nutfuck.
Wait a minute, this isn't Netflix.
Or as they would say in Mandarin. Netflix,
this is Pornhub? Oh, huh.
Huh, they spelled Netflix weird.
They spelled Netflix really weird.
That's weird that they changed that, but that's fine.
Yeah.
What a crossover. Have you guys seen the crossover of when Robert De Niro plays Frankenstein?
I have not, actually. That's the one I was like, I should check out next.
The monster or the doctor?
The monster.
The monster.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think my favorite, actually, is probably still Young Frankenstein.
Yeah, that's true, huh?
He's like, I don't like fire.
That's so funny. I didn't even
bring
ask
the fire over here.
I was just asking because of prosperity, I guess. But I think Robert De Niro does hang Dong as Frankenstein in
I think so
in the 90s one. Monster. Yeah, I forgot who the actual doctor is. Is it Kenneth Branagh? Yeah, it might be Kenneth Branagh.
Yeah. Who's the director? Because it's not Coppola. No, but I think it's produced,
Kenneth Branagh.
Because it's like
I think he.
Oh, he also directed as well.
Let me see.
Gotcha. Because that's what I was like. I thought it was him that directed, but I didn't realize he acted too in it.
Oh yeah.
I got Lightning Fokker. Can you reanimate me?
Hey, you've been making that face for 10 minutes. I thought you got stuck in it.
I needed to do the face to think about.
One thing actually I did want to bring up for Frankenstein though. And this is pretty early on, so it's not like a spoiler or anything. I'll just say in general, it has a great mix of like romance, like slower drama parts building up, and then action, a little bit of horror, a little comedy. But it's funny because there's some scenes early on where Frankenstein's monster is very much like Hulk, but John Wick Hulk.
Oh,
which is
that
fun.
Sounds
fun.
Tight, dude.
It was fun to watch it. Which I mean,
he kills a guy with a pencil.
Like he old boy hallway fights his way through a crowd of guys or something.
Kinda.
Yeah. Oh god.
Like I guess literally epic. This is the first. It's like in the first intro where like because the movie starts there in the North Pole, like a boat stuck in the
spoilers,
ice.
Spoilers.
And so he goes through.
No more. That's enough. It's well, yeah. That's yeah, still that's spoilers. I'm gonna watch it tonight. Yeah. I don't want to.
Watch it. You'll be cool. I'm not. Look, it's cooler than I make it sound, probably. Even. So fuck
like
it.
That.
If that sounded cool, it's cooler.
The reaction is but I'm it's just like, don't spoil it.
Well, you haven't already read like the whole plot via leak yet.
No, not this time. Not this time to this public domain movie.
I was about to say, yeah.
That's a pretty accurate.
Don't spoil this book. Everyone has to read in high school.
That I've probably seen 5 versions of already.
Hey guys, reading the Bible for the first time. Don't tell me how it ends.
Holy shit! I love
this Jesus guy. Is
this
pretty
Jesus
cool.
Guy is awesome.
I hope he's the hero.
I hope nothing happens to him.
This snake guy's kind of cool. Talking to this chick.
I really like this Judas guy. Seems like a real stand-up gent.
Not enough pictures.
Pretty straightforward, dude. But the other thing I wanted to bring up is this happened more so in September, but I'm excited because it's going to get a continuation in November.
And you said to wake you up when September ends, right?
And it is that it's done.
Again.
Hence why I read Marvel vs. DC crossover.
Nice.
That shit came out September. The next issue comes out this month, November. And so that, along with there's a lot of brand crossovers going on. I know MTG has like a crap ton going on right now with Universe Beyond and
poop ton.
Just crossovers in general.
MTG is a crossover at this point.
It's Smash Bros. Or
yeah,
it is. It's actually super. Think of it as Super Smash Bros.
It's probably more Smash Bros.
That's real.
Yeah.
But yeah, so I wanted to kind of talk about crossovers, and then we had a little activity at the end. But like, let's start off like, what are some crossovers that y'all like? And I'm, crossovers between companies, whether they're like Alien vs. Predator, like Simpsons Family Guy episode, or even brand stuff. Like there's like a TMNT Godzilla toy crossover that's pretty cool. Like, are there any that you can think of that are like, oh, I fucking love this one? This one's like, and what about it do you love, or is like just tickles your fancy?
One I want to say for sure. So okay, I was one that was like I would kind of consider crossover esque. Because, I don't know, it's Star Wars and animators from Japan to make Star Wars Visions.
I see what you mean.
Just that, because, specifically, every single one's different, which means everyone is specifically one creator throwing their style into Star Wars because they're allowed to change whatever they want because it's not canon. And so, just like most crossover events for like comics, for stuff like that, it's like a lot of times they're not in the main canon.
Yeah. Like adaptations.
I would put that in the same... I'd put that in the same category as when MTG did Frank Frazetta, where it's like, it's just art.
Right.
But it's like, you know, or like when they do Juji Ito.
Yeah.
Like that's an art artist.
But the way that, you know? I don't know, for me, mangakas and like, and animators and studios and stuff, they have, the way they are, like, they just, they have their look, their style, that where the genre they're in is just, is anime. But because they're bringing so much of their style to it, it feels like a I know it's not crossover with an existing IP, but I just wanted to mention that one because I thought about it. And I just like I really like Star Wars Visions. I think it's some of the best Star Wars content ever made, and it's not canon. It's because it's just like it's so fun and out there and silly as only anime can do, you know, because anime. Anime has the leave to try things that are just like ludicrous, and Star Wars is already very silly, so they can just kind of do whatever they want and make it work. In the first season, when that lady had the spinning lightsaber umbrella, shit was ridiculous, but it was so cool.
I think they continued it in comic form too, so you might be able to get some more fix with like Manganka artists.
So far, 3 seasons.
For me, it was honestly one of the very first ones that I realized that I was like, "Holy shit! These are universes that can exist in the same whatever characters that could meet each other." Was Freddy versus Jason, and that definitely I was like, "Whoa, okay!" Like even the retcon of like. It just that kind of me being so young at the time, that was very much my first exposure to like crossovers, retcons, and then I think eventually comic books, because that's when after that there was going to be a sequel that was going to be Freddy versus Jason versus Ash, but it didn't happen, and they adapted the script into a comic book. Which I think I read as a kid, but I can't remember. I remember it being nuts. It involved like Freddy manipulating the president or some shit like that. Like crazy stuff.
Yeah.
The government looking for Jason. Like yeah. Sometimes it gets too big in scope that it doesn't really come out too well. I don't know. That's me thinking about it. And honestly. That leads to, I mean, I don't want to, like, hijack, but Ash in the comic books has so many crossovers with different characters, like, Xena.
I mean, because there's also the Reanimator, right? I
think. Reanimator, Xena, what is it? Is it Barbarella or Vampirella? Or maybe both. Vampirella, Barbarella, Red Sonja or Sonja or whatever. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, comic books. This honestly could be comic book crossovers because I find that's the most probably like common cross like company crossover, brand crossover, like media because it's just so easy because you don't need a budget. Your budget's literally whatever your imagination is in a sense.
Yeah.
And a lot of these I think are like very fantastical like stories, like the Freddy Jason. Ash story. I'm like, when you get those many players, like big hitters, you kind of have to make the story kind of more, it gets a little bit more grand, you know, as you add more characters and just like the how big each character is too.
Yeah,
you know, and I guess to go off that, I think one of my favorite crossovers like ever, I think one of the perfect ones, I'm like, this could be a movie, it's good on its own, is the Batman, the first Batman versus Predator.
Oh my god, dude, that's, oh my god, it's
perfect.
Ooh, that,
it's a perfect Predator, it's so movie good. It's a perfect Batman. Yeah, so it's essentially Predator comes to Gotham while Batman's like in the middle of like a gang like kind of mob boss kinda like Predator 2 stuff almost. And he's like
cool.
Yeah, and then I think it came out before Predator 2, I think too, but or maybe not, but it actually it probably didn't, because it does end very similarly where they get like a, I think he gets like a trophy at the end. But it's great. Art's amazing. It's written well. It's written by Dave Gibbons, who drew Watchmen, and drawn by one of the Q-Berts, who's like great art style, and it just has like some great Batman like suits as he makes like a Predator suit to fight the Predator.
Just such a good, oh my god, such a good. I want to talk about the fight, but no, it's if you don't know anything about it, it's so good to kind of, even if you watch a video about it, because you know what, Mr. Sunday Movies, one of or the Weekly Planet, one of really good podcasts, really good YouTuber, definitely influenced for this one. He has like a motion comic slash commentary about the Predator versus Batman comic. I watch it like every year. It's so fucking, it's so good, and it's such a good summary of what goes down. It's so tight with Predator crossovers. He also crossed over with Archie. There is Predator versus Archie, and then
Punisher versus
exactly Archie, the tangent Archie versus Punisher. So that's so funny.
I think you can do like seven, like, you know, the 7 degrees to Bacon. You could probably connect like company with comics, and probably at comics and MTG at this point, like the two you can connect, like Barbie to fucking Goku.
You gotta remove MTG, like just like the degrees. MTG's like
he's the Samuel L. Jackson.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You gotta remove and Chris Pratt.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, right. Yeah.
Sorry.
But yeah, what about video? No, you're good.
Yeah.
So what about any, are there any video games you guys want to, you know, bump up? Or even just be like, that one was terrible. What the fuck were they thinking?
So one video game that, so this is a game that had a bunch of crossover DLC for it. Free DLC. Didn't have to.
A ton of those.
Didn't have to pay for it. Just a bunch of like drops. And that was Monster Hunter World. And Monster Hunter World had some super fun crossover events. In one of them, a monster comes from Witcher, and then Geralt shows up through a portal, and then you get to play as Geralt in Monster Hunter World, and his moveset is like a combination of, he hits and attacks and moves kind of like his character from Witcher 3, but also still in the mechanics of Monster Hunter World. One was really good. And then you also got to fight the Behemoth from Final Fantasy.
Ooh.
That's cool. And then they did the Final Fantasy crossover.
It's probably a lot of Final Fantasy crossovers too, to be honest.
Oh, yeah, there's probably a ton, yeah. Final Fantasy likes to cross over with everybody. So that one was really cool. Behemoth was a crazy fight, where he rains down meteors on you and shit. He's like a monkey. Yeah, so I would say Monster Hunter World, when it comes to crossover games, that one was definitely fantastic.
Nice. It just helps that it's a good game.
Even though it's just the drops that were crossovers. But that's still, those were really good. They were really fun.
They're free too, you said, so it's like, you can't really be too mad.
That's a huge part too. It's like $160 game, and then you got all of the DLC and support for it for the next 2 years for free. And it's like, as long as you kept playing, you just kept getting free stuff. So
I think there was even
maybe I'm misremembering, but maybe you can help. But did they do a Mega Man crossover for Monster Hunter?
It was a skin.
Oh, that's so funny.
Skins.
Yeah. Did they do skins? Because Mega Man does a lot too.
I believe so. Yeah.
Not actual characters.
They did armor. Yeah. Armor
I think stuff. And like,
for cats, what are they called? Layers. Yeah, I think it wasn't even for
that. Gotcha. Yeah. The Nekos.
Yeah. You can turn your Palico into the Mega Man.
Yeah.
There's a couple of those where these weird like layered armors that you can use like that are references.
Which speaking of not even references, but Mega Man crossovers. Oh man, there's okay. So I know Sonic World Racers, Sonic Racers came out recently. Mm-hmm. The Sonic Racing game, Sonic Mario Kart.
Yeah,
that one. I don't know who. I know it's got a lot of Sega characters, but I know they recently announced. Yeah, I think Mega Man and Proto Man. So that's always tight.
And SpongeBob.
Jesus, that's right.
In the Sonic Racing game.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Hatsune Miku. Maybe.
And that's, lead up to that. I didn't know that Sega, no, it's okay. I didn't know that Sega owns Hatsune Miku. Did you know that? So maybe it's not so much
in her entirety, or just the video game?
I think video game, I think. Or it might be all of it, but at least video games for sure, I know that.
Which makes me think, because around the same time that we're getting the MTG stuff, it's Hatsune Miku, and then it's Sonic right after that.
Spider-Man.
I know, I had a red...
Yeah, the 2 second...
I had properties. A Red Bull. I am zip-zap zooming around.
Okay, I looked it up.
Well, that's a good crossover.
Krypton Future Media Inc. owns Hatsune Miku, whereas Sega has the licenses for stuff. Most of her games. Not all of them. Most of them.
That's crazy. Yeah.
Gotcha.
Yeah. Mega Man. And you know what? Mega Man and Sonic had their own crossover comic. Ooh, that's a good rhyme.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't read it. It's hard to track down, and I don't want to read it digitally. But yeah, that's supposed to be a really good one. Actually, I think it's going to be reprinted soon.
That reminds me, also speaking of crossover video games, anybody remember Mario and Sonic at the Olympic Games?
Yeah. As if I can't forget, they make those games annually now. It's so stupid.
Do they still make
them? I'm pretty sure they do. Well, maybe they stopped around COVID, but... Mario and Sonic at the 2020 COVID Olympic Games.
How many did they make?
Wear
your mask.
Wear your mask. 6 feet apart.
Yeah.
Wear your mask. It's no good.
Mm-hmm. It's good. It's a good bit.
But Bowser's anti-vax, so he's full mask off, just fucking coughing up a storm, fireballing. Yep. But yeah, I mean, just like, video games. Like, we have Marvel vs. Capcom, fucking amazing. Like, it started off as... It was like Marvel Super Heroes versus Street Fighter, then eventually went to like...
No, I think it started off as...
It was X-Men.
X-Men
versus Street Fighter, then Marvel, yeah. Then it's all the way to Marvel versus Capcom. Great one. But to a lesser extent, y'all remember Mortal Kombat versus DC?
Oh, yeah.
I do.
3D version.
I wish.
I remember that being like, oh, this is interesting, like... Interesting roster, interesting game, lack of violence. I really am glad I enjoyed Injustice. Like, I'm glad they kind of... I feel like they took the feedback almost and were like, let's just make Mortal Kombat and let's just make Injustice, like DC, separate. And then we'll throw Joker in a crossover to MK10 or whatever, and vice versa. Scorpion will be, or Sub-Zero
and the other
will
one.
Be in Injustice 2.
Fighting
games are notorious for this shit. I mean, there's fucking... Battletoads in Killer Instinct, Master Chief,
Soul Calibur, Darth Vader, Yoda, Link, Spawn. Yoda. I think The Witcher too.
Hatsune Miku. Who else? With their big mic.
But with
that'd be a good one.
Mortal Kombat versus DC. Obviously, there was so much potential. It was like, it made sense too. Obviously, because you had Street Fighter Marvel versus Capcom, Kombat versus Marvel DC. Capcom.
Yeah, it's their version.
But yeah, I remember even playing
that they're both owned.
I remember even playing that as a kid and thinking like, ah, man, this is like falling so flat for me.
Yeah.
And it's interesting too, because I think a couple years ago, DC said something about wanting to incorporate the Mortal Kombat universe into the DC universe, like into the comic books, and just having them coincide, like
one of the universes,
just having them coincide with each other. But they decided against it. But now there's this new DC, I think the event is
TKO.
Yeah, it's called DCKO.
Yeah,
and it's like, it's essentially Mortal Kombat. All the DC characters are going to be fighting each other for like absolute power, and there's going to be crossover characters from another universe or from other universes. One of them is Sub-Zero. Annabelle, I think, is crossing over.
Yeah.
They
have the bear from Beneath the Trees, which was like a weird... That one's from IDW too. Yeah. So that's like a company crossover.
So it's interesting stuff. Yeah, they really want to bring in... I mean, it's a good thing that they're not afraid to bring in Mortal Kombat stuff. It's cool.
Yeah, I think it's for an event. I think that's fine. Like, again, crossover... These things, like, I like a good crossover, especially if it's comic form. It's like a little, like, expanded universe thing, but it's not required. It's over there. It's not canon. And if you get someone that knows what they're doing, they can do a really good one. Like, the Archie versus Punisher one's actually pretty good. Then we get stuff like Alien vs. Predator, which originally was two separate things, and now they're like combined into one,
I think kind of like Alien vs. Predator, I think you could really slot Mortal Kombat into the DC universe, no problem.
Probably, yeah.
if we're talking about video game fighters that are crossovers, I mean, no one does. No one did it better than Super Smash Bros.
PlayStation All Stars. I know. I know. PlayStation All Stars.
No, I was going to say Nickelodeon All Stars.
I get Multiverses. There you go. Sorry, Multiverses with Shaggy. Mm-hmm.
What else?
Yeah, real talk. Smash Bros. Super Smash Brothers, best fighting game ever made. All the other ones are really lame compared to it. More nuance, more splash, more fun, more silliness, more everything. The only thing it doesn't have are sweaty, annoying people who tell you you're playing wrong. So, well, that's not true. Does have those, but they're easy to avoid.
What are you talking about? That's like notoriously what Smash
Bros.
Is.
That's why I stopped playing with you, Nate. Ba-boom!
I don't tell you you play wrong. Yeah, I just play better than you, and you can't handle it.
Oh, my God.
And then I tell you you're playing wrong.
Yeah.
No, you know, funny enough, though, specifically too with Smash Bros. Like, Smash Bros. Great one, crossover, but I remember the fucking insanity, like, losing my mind when I would go on the Smash Bros. Dojo for Brawl every day, and then fucking Snake from another company. You're like, whoa, that's a fucking option?
That was
and
crazy.
Then Sonic, I think, was after that.
Oh, I remember that. I think it was Smash Snake Bros. Dojo, where they're slowly putting on the released fighters, like,
I would go on that fucking website, like, daily, and probably twice a day, because I was just like,
I remember,
gotta be there for any announcements.
I remember this in elementary school, this stupid fucking kid being like, do you know in the Japanese version? God, he was so matter of fact and like said it like it was true, like he knew it. Stupid ass.
Because he's autistic, probably. Yeah,
probably. he was like, do you know in the Japanese version, they have Goku and Superman and Spider-Man and all these characters and 100 characters. I'm just like, no, they don't. He's like, yeah, you can look it up. It's on the internet. I'm just like,
look at this picture. Yeah. I Google.
And show me a.
I always love those,
show me a picture. Yeah, with 100. It's a roster of 100 characters. It's like, what the fuck? Yeah. Even as a kid, I'm like, I can smell bullshit.
I miss that though, because nowadays that's fucking real. Like, you'll just like, here, check out the Fortnite like players. Oh, yeah. You could be Peter Griffin, you could be the, like it's real.
Oh,
now
God,
it's
Fortnite.
Like, that kid grew up and is now the head of each company, like that one kid.
So Fortnite, Magic the Gathering, we gotta loop those in together. Call of Duty.
I was gonna say, if just since you two play MTG, what are some crossovers that you really fucked with, and maybe some that you're like, that one is not good, or I just don't like it?
I mean, I love Spider-Man for the art and for the IP itself. Mm-hmm. Play-wise, it's very niche. I found things that I could make work that I really like. Evil Dead was... I like Evil Dead, but I really think they missed the ball with what they could have done. Actually, that's not true. A couple of the cards are whack from that one. Other than that, I really am... I just don't care about any of the other crossovers.
Yeah, for me,
the fatigue.
When it comes to Universes Beyond and Magic, Lord of the Rings is probably the one
where
I was real excited about
That's
it. A good one. I still love opening a pack of Lord of the Rings Magic cards.
Those are tight.
Like, the cards are fun and weird and interesting. I love Lord of the Rings in general, so I really like having it in Magic form. And it's fantasy, and it meshes really easily with a fantasy card game because it's a similar style, and that feels really good too. I will say, like, some of my least favorites now that we're pretty far into it, they're basically, I'm gonna name some, and like half of them are, Julian's gonna be like, yep, I'm putting that in my deck. starting with the commander for it, which is SpongeBob.
Yeah,
and
baby!
That whole,
shout out to
that whole secret lair, irritating and stupid.
Can I interject really quick?
The Dwight Schrute office, secret lair. So millennial and irritating, like, I'm just MTG, The Office, that shit's crap.
That one was wild. I didn't believe that. I mean, it's now I'm at the point where I'm like, I'll believe anything.
It's just
really
memes. It's all, and then this whole shit they've started with, when they do crossovers for something, they just make alternate art versions of cards that already exist that are just screenshots. Like, we've had now, like, screenshots of the Final Fantasy games. We've had screenshots like the, was it the Spider-Man cartoon? No. What was the other set that did
probably
that? Yeah, I'm just over the screenshot things. Because they're also coming out with a bunch for Avatar, and they look garbage. Like, not only do they look absolutely terrible on a card, but it's also like you're just filling my packs with more cards I already have. I already have these cards.
I wouldn't say I know they terrible. Have different arts,
but I already have. They're literally reprints, and I'm like, just like,
yeah, true.
I don't even want that slot in the pack. Just give me another new card.
The art is fine. I think the art for the Avatar ones are fine. I was actually looking at them today. But I think they're just fine. They don't really stand out. I don't think they're screenshots from the show. I think, you know, there might be some, like there's a koi pond or whatever, like koi fish. That looks like a screenshot, but I can't be sure. In terms of Spider-Man, I will say I do like a lot of the art, and I know I'm just biased, but at least with the special guest or the like bonus sheet cards that they included is actual like artwork from the artists that is from like a panel or a comics cover. Yeah, so it's like it is still art created for the character.
Yeah,
I don't know, that's just my opinion, man.
No, I it's funny because I even got some Spider-Man packs just because I was like, well, fuck it, I love Spider-Man.
Well, like those aren't have, like, those a like stack of yeah those are completely characters. Separate because those aren't I don't think they did the screenshot ones in the Spider-Man one. I think I'm wrong.
No, but like the final, literally, the final fantasy,
I mean, literally mean like the Final Fantasy ones where it's just screenshots of the game, but it's still true, image.
That's weird too, because it's like 3D models.
I will say for they didn't do that for Assassin's Creed, which actually that is a crossover that I feel like it slept on. I feel like it got overshadowed by whatever was released around the same time.
I'm always biased against Assassin's Creed because you put real historical figures into Magic again. Nonsense.
Yeah.
Socrates.
It's the fictional version of them. So yeah, no, that's the MTG. Are there any other MTG crossovers that you guys feel like you want to highlight or just trash? Just
other. Before we move? I think other crossovers in general.
Sure, sure.
There was Godzilla. So yeah, we talked about Godzilla. I think, especially this year, he's going crazy.
I liked his MTG crossover.
I think it's like his 75th anniversary or something. So they did fucking PBR beers Godzilla crossover too. It's like,
but
great.
One
was a perfect one.
He's been crossing over with a lot lately. I know. So he actually crossed over with DC for the last couple years, and now he's crossing over with Marvel. The DC stuff I haven't read because it's specifically like the movie versions, like the American movie versions.
The American.
Which I...
Because it's Kong and Godzilla, right? It's not just Godzilla. Yeah. It's like all...
And they're fighting their own IP, whatever, which I'm not a big fan of of the American Godzilla and the new creatures that they created or kaiju. And even the design, I think it's too something about the new American Godzilla. Just it's not doing it for me. Yeah, it
doesn't hit the same.
No, it's so weird.
Nah, doesn't hit as good.
You know, you got in that comic, you got Kong becoming a Green Lantern, I think, and fighting something else or some shit like that. But I think for me. Nice. For that one, I didn't care for the designs, so I didn't get into it, so I don't even know what the story is. I know with that one, it is alternate. Oh, they're coming from an alternate Godzilla dimension. And that's what that is. For the Marvel versus Godzilla one, I think that's kind of being retconned into, he's always been there, this is how it's been playing out since then, you know?
Yeah. And it's like a... There was... So I was gonna say, in like the 70s, Marvel did publish Godzilla comics, and he was part of the Marvel universe at the time. So I'm wondering if that's how they're like, oh, these are just retconning those to be. This is the new version of that.
King Kong saying the Green Lantern oath, like
that's so
funny. Makes a banana.
Yeah, makes a giant banana.
And then opens it.
Tries to eat the banana, but it gets mad because he can't. This is nothing.
This is yeah. Why, yeah.
But what else? Yeah, so he's crossing over with Marvel right now, and that it's okay. Mm-hmm. It's been so-so. There's been like Hulk versus Godzilla, which yeah. I thought would have been a lot better because you got a guy who gets bigger and bigger the angrier he gets, and he's fighting a radioactive monster, and it's like I feel like they kind of dropped the ball on that. I don't know. It's just that I haven't been too wowed by the Godzilla wow. stuff for Marvel. And each issue, they seem to be making like, there's Venom Godzilla, but there's also Godzilla Venom. Like, what happens when the symbiote goes on to Godzilla, mm-hmm. transforms that into Venom Godzilla, then gets off and goes on yeah. to Eddie Brock, who's now Godzilla Venom Venom. You know what I mean? So there's like that, and then you got fucking Godzilla Hulk, and I think Hulkzilla nice. Or some shit. So imagine Godzilla
getting... I haven't read it yet, so I'm fucking...
Imagine Godzilla getting mad and then getting bigger and buff.
Yeah.
Like, that's what fucking it is. Just, I don't know, man.
That's the shit you could do in comics, though. Like, don't do that in a movie. Yeah. That's fine.
Oh, you
like,
know, I will...
Over there.
I will say the X-Men did a Power Ranger-style fucking...
Oh, nice. Like, Megazord?
Megazord and fight it, and I think lost or some shit.
That's pretty sick. Yeah.
That's hilarious.
Oh, pfft. Man, that's so cool, though.
Talked about Marvel, DC, Mortal Kombat.
Yeah. Related to the comics, I will say, it's not like a crossover with another company, per se. It's I think it's an IDW, because IDW owns Godzilla Comics.
Yeah.
But they did do one. It's apparently really good. I need to read it. It's Godzilla versus a bunch of public domain characters, like Sherlock Holmes, who teams up with, like, Great Gatsby.
Moby Dick,
who teams
I think.
Up with, like, yeah, Moby Dick, Ahab. Like, and it's apparently really good, actually. I haven't read it, though.
That's so funny.
It's just another one in the comics, like, this year.
And I think the last
Moby Dick's my favorite fictional villain.
Ooh.
Yeah. He's a big whale.
Yeah.
He big whale.
He big whale.
Mm-hmm.
He pretty big.
Ain't that why I like him?
The last one I had. Oh, my God. Last one. Oh, well, another one. God, these are both, well, this is the last Godzilla one. Godzilla Power Rangers, one of my favorite. Just ideas ever.
I love when anybody crosses with Power mm-hmm. Rangers. Anytime yeah. anybody oh crosses God, with honestly, the Mighty Morphin Power Rangers, yeah. I think it's so cool. Just so like good. If anybody crosses with TMNT. Anybody, it's anything so with TMNT, yeah. so funny.
It's so fun.
Another Batman.
Because you know what too. I think? It's their universe. It's always their playground, you know?
Yeah.
So mm-hmm. you don't see... I mean, I guess they probably, like, if they did do a Batman crossover, if the Power Rangers go to Gotham, I wouldn't give a shit about that so much, you know?
I don't know, you could do some cool stuff.
Yeah, but I feel like that would be Batman's story, you know?
Yeah.
Whereas...
Well, if they go to Gotham, sure.
All yeah. of the crossovers that they've done with Power Rangers, it's usually in their universe.
They usually go,
and
like,
it's
leave.
So fun.
I see.
Yeah.
It's in the grid, yeah. baby.
Yeah. Yeah, so I love the...
I think it just depends.
Well, it's funny, because I remember being like, at once tried making a D&D campaign about Power Rangers from different universes, and mine was like...
I remember that.
I was like, oh, I want to do Godzilla, like, what if it was Power Rangers based off of Godzilla Kaiju? And then that was before they made the story, and then they came out with the story, and I'm just like, yo, tight! It was about time!
Honestly, God. We should still do that campaign at some point, because yeah. that was such a fun idea. Yours was Godzilla one, Kaiju, yeah. Lag9K, his was a giant chicken Zord, because he's from Power Rangers, Iowa.
Oh my God.
That still makes awesome. Me laugh to this day.
Yeah.
So funny.
Yeah.
So good.
Chicken Zord!
Nice. Another one was... fucking Justice League crossed over with Sonic as
Sonic?
Well. Yeah.
Yeah.
I saw that one, yeah.
Yeah, they all have, like, costumes,
didn't
too.
Didn't they make Sonic like, faster than like... the Flash?
They shouldn't have, because that'd so. Be so stupid.
No, they
probably did.
They probably
like,
did.
They have
I mean,
them,
they
like,
did.
Race, and Sonic wins, but then Flash is like, well, I mean, like, I could, like, break the universe if I actually
yeah.
hit my max. And then
yeah,
Sonic's like,
I didn't
yeah,
even
we'll
try. I gave that one to you, kid.
Didn't even break a sweat.
And then you got
one.
it's so funny to see Tails as Cyborg. Like I've seen so many yeah. people be like, "Is Tails yeah. black?"
I think, honestly, I've seen some debate on the subject.
No.
I've seen a handful of debate on that subject.
I feel like it's not as common as, like, Knuckles probably,
that's why.
Yes. Yeah. Knuckles, there's no debate. That's certain.
Oh, God. I feel like it should have been backwards. Like, because what? I think Knuckles was Superman, which that didn't... Yeah. I guess because he's red, but I don't know.
Yeah. Well, because he's super strength. He's strong.
Knuckles and I guess super strong man. Oh, I guess he flies.
And he flies exactly like Superman.
Like Superman. And that's like, true.
Are you saying a black echidna can't be Superman?
Kind of works. The Tails thing kind of works because it's like Tails is their tech guy. And
that's why,
Cyborg is the tech guy for the Justice League. So.
Yeah. That's why. No.
Was anyone Batman?
Shadow.
Yeah.
Yes, I figure. Yeah. It's like he's like dark
and Amy and Wonder Woman.
Amy, Wonder Woman, Green Lantern, Silver?
Yeah.
That makes sense. That makes sense.
Aquaman? I don't think they had Aquaman.
They didn't have Aquaman there, I don't believe.
Was Eggman Lex?
Oh, wait, who's... Oh, well, I was about to be like, who's Sonic? Sonic's a Flash.
Wonder Woman,
yeah. Yep. Yeah. I feel like that sounded bad. I'm not saying the black character has to play the black guy.
good.
Sounds so bad.
No, but it also, I guess, like you said, it like it kind of implies like, is Tails black? Maybe like there's that
like
you can have that question. Yeah. You know?
He has a similar vibe.
He does. He's got like the Donatello vibe, the new Donatello vibe.
Yeah,
or I guess backwards. New Donatello has Tails
vibe. Miles per hour. But yeah, so I thought today would be fun. You know, we already talked about crossovers that we like, some that we don't. I thought, why don't we make some crossovers ourselves? And I, you know, put together this wheel. I'll read what we have so far as options. So before that, though, so yeah, I'll spin the wheel twice, you know, and then we'll take turns kind
of. Oh, I didn't mention that one.
Which one?
Which one?
Let's go back.
Supernatural Scooby-Doo.
Oh. Dude, Scooby-Doo, WWE, Batman.
Batman, the Harlem Globetrotters. There's probably DC.
Shaggy's conservative racist uncle. Who else?
Yeah.
So none of them are as good as Supernatural Scooby-Doo, though, because in Supernatural Scooby-Doo, Dean tries to like hit on Daphne and say he wants to fuck her.
Yeah.
It's so fucking funny that they're like bringing like real life sexual characters into animated Scooby-Doo.
Jesus.
And is he just like...
She's pregnant in like the next season.
Oh my God. Yeah. Or, well, the next episode, like she could probably...
Half human, half...
Oh. Anyway,
but
sorry. What were our things?
So here's a list of options and for the wheel. We have MTG, Scooby Doo, Pokemon, Star Wars, Mega Man, shoe brand. I put as you could pick your own. You know, so if you want Doc Martens or if you want like Nikes, whatever. Sonic the Hedgehog, Smiling Friends, Halo, Harry Potter, Minimates, Wonder Woman, Family Guy, Dragon Ball, TMNT, Sonic Drive-In, like the fast food place. Predator, Wicked, Now You See Me, the movie, you know, the movie franchise.
What?
Kirby, SpongeBob, God. Nightmare on Elm Street, Spawn, Lego, Street Fighter, Metallica, and Lord of the Rings. I try to get a blend of media and things that haven't had crossovers yet.
I guess, yeah.
Is there anything you guys would like to add to the wheel before we get going? Anything you think you'd want to see
Power
on
Rangers?
This wheel?
Yeah. We don't have to, but it was just what I'd like to see. Yeah.
So are we doing? No, are we doing things that aren't?
The way. Okay, let me explain. I guess the wheel. Yeah. So we'll take turns. I'll spin the wheel twice, and you're gonna get two brands or two, you know, IPs, whatever they are. And your goal is to come up with a crossover. How would you want to crossover? How would you crossover those two things? Now, if there is a crossover already between those two, you have to come up with a different crossover. So if there is a crossover between the two items already, hence, like, I don't know, if we did, like, Simpsons, or let's see, like, fucking, if we did MTG and got Jaws again, then your goal would be like, okay, so there's already Jaws cards, let's do a different crossover. How would that be?
Yeah, so, let's do a Jaws movie with Magic the Gathering characters.
Basically. So, as a hypothetical.
The ones that we...
Yeah, any questions?
The ones that we add, are we not adding the ones that have already been done to death, like Godzilla or, like, Marvel?
I Yeah.
Okay, okay. Oh,
yeah, I didn't fair. Add okay. most of those, but if you want to add them, I don't mind. I just try to get a variety actually, of ones that weren't as common.
That's so real. Delete Power Rangers, because that's already been done with too many things.
Go.
Like, what about is? Oh, yeah, TMNT's on there. Okay.
Yeah, it's on
TMNT's there.
Cool.
I mean, if you want, I can tick off some of these too, but I just wanted to get a good mix of
I would say
things that have and haven't.
Get rid of MTG.
And as well as different media. Okay.
Because it's too easy to... It's way too easy to...
It's just like, okay, so you just print a set of cards of this.
Yeah, magic card, whatever.
Yeah. Hey, maybe, but I was thinking maybe you just have to explain what the cards would be, but that's fine.
Nah.
So if you're like, oh, it's Sonic the Drive-In, it's like the hamburger cart does this or whatever.
Yeah.
Right,
but
yeah.
But it's more like thinking outside the box, because I know you... Yeah, no, I get it. But it's just so... It's okay. Easy.
And we can add more as we go, too. Once two have been selected, I'll remove one.
I'm trying to think of one.
I'll remove them, I mean. Also, if we spin twice and you get an item that or an option that you're just like, I have no fucking idea what the hell that is, I'll let one more spin to replace one of them.
So I've been seeing a lot of this new thing where now there are around, like, a bunch of different franchises. Soap?
Mm-hmm.
So can you just put soap on there?
I legit had Dove soap for a minute on
so that
there.
We can make some new scents that are inspired by other franchises.
Sydney Sweeney, or like, you know, the franchise of Sydney Sweeney. There's a Sydney Sweeney Dr. Squatch.
That's what I was thinking.
Oh,
Squatch.
Sold out.
Squatch, yeah. Oh,
yeah.
My God, it's so stupid.
And then I think they have a One Piece one, too.
They're the ones I was thinking of, too, because I saw the Marvel Avengers. So they have like, there's like a Captain American one, there's a Thor one, there's a there's a Hulk one that just smells like stinky feet.
nice.
Is One Piece on there?
I don't think I had One Piece. I had it at one point, but I think I took
put
it
put Naruto instead because it's better.
Nah, put One Piece.
Yeah,
that's the one people
Bleach.
Care
What's
about.
Compromise?
People care more about.
Compromise. Bleach.
Ew, no.
I'd rather have nothing.
Oops. Oh, you know, it's so
not
funny.
Not One Piece.
One Piece? Put Blunt Piece.
Yeah.
And then we'll figure it out later. Figure out what Blunt Piece is. that mask I made for my partner, it was made from that bleach Ichigo.
Oh.
It's made out of that. A little fun
go. Perfect.
Fun fact.
Perfect.
Okay.
All right. Who would like to go first?
I'll go first.
Who would like you go first? Okay. So I'll spin it twice. If there's one that you would like to sub out, I'll do one extra spin. Okay. And I'm going to remove any of the ones that get selected so we don't get Sonic a shit ton. You know?
Okay.
So you ready for our first option?
Let's do it.
We have, let's find out what Gym Leader Nate's going to cross over two things with. Ooh, Sleep Token. Oh, okay. Starting off right at the bat.
Oh.
One Piece.
Oh,
now, great. Would you like to keep One Piece or remove One Piece?
I'll keep it. It's fine.
Like, would keep it? Okay.
Yeah.
So take it off the board and spin again, baby. So what? And you can do any form of media, like even if it's like, you know, you want to do a comic book or you want to do. Oh my God! You got Sonic the Hedgehog in One Piece.
Oh,
wow.
That's a pretty good
pair. I have a Sonic. I have a One Piece.
So what would you
Sonic
want to see?
One Piece.
It could be. Could be a show, a movie, could be comic.
All right,
whatever.
So I think this would have to be comic. I'm thinking, probably One Piece universe. I think Sonic, using a little bit of like, I don't know if this is like canon logic, but the way those rings work in the movies, I like, and so using that and just kind of incorporating it. And they end up just spitting out into the wrong universe, and they spit out into One Piece. And then the Sonic character is basically, like, because someone, like, comes in from another world, the, like, world government and all the military personnel swarm the island where they land because they're, like, trying to see if they're a threat and, like, possibly, like they basically go fight them right away because they're afraid of Sonic and his friends because they're, like, creatures from another world. And the world government
to the creatures in One Piece.
Well, the world government in One Piece is also oppressive against anybody who's not normal in that world
fair,
too.
Fair.
So like literally,
like
so,
more freaks. Like damn it.
Exactly. They're literally like a whole bunch of new freaks showed up. You gotta go beat him down. And
Dr. Eggman, they all go, I can help you get the little critters that came in from my universe.
Yeah, exactly.
And then you get a pirate.
The world military there.
You get pirate. You get a military sighting with Dr. Eggman. Yeah.
Well, you could also get pirate costumes for Sonic and friends. Then you get pirate costumes.
And then
one of them could get the devil fruit, too.
So they all get there. They gotta just use their own abilities. Devil fruit abilities.
Luffy's gonna have to go super saiyan.
And reinforce them against the military.
Eggman gets a devil fruit. He puts it in Metal Sonic. He makes like a new Metal Sonic with the devil fruit.
All right, that's sick.
That he studied in it.
That's it.
I think that's awesome. How we combine that.
All right, we could keep going. Yeah. Let's go. That's so next. Cool. That's perfect. Should we rate these?
Nah, 10 out of 10. I would fucking love to see that. All right, Gibbledan, would you ready for your spins?
I would be, yes.
Let's see what you get. Let's find out what you would be ready for.
It's so slow.
Ooh, it's a big spin. Yeah. Ooh, ooh. Oh, my fucking God. Mega Man.
Yeah.
You want to keep her?
Nice. Perfect.
Let's keep it, I guess.
If anyone was to get Mega Man, it probably should be you anyways. So let's see what Mega Man's potentially crossing over with, as you can trade it. Let's see, baby. Big money. Oh, my God, is it? No fucking way.
Oh, wow.
And Mega Man and Pokemon.
That's insane. That's okay.
So
Mega Man.
Keep.
Keep. I figured. But so we got Mega Man and Pokemon. What would you see? What would you like to see? Both video games, too.
Okay.
Yeah, both video games.
Okay, that is... Okay, that's intense. My turn. Nope. It's my turn. You're not going to hijack this.
First of all, fuck you. You guys did my whole turn. So, first of all, go fuck yourself. I said, like, two things, and then you guys said my whole thing.
Should have been on the ball.
You can eat my ass.
Should have been on top of
it. And also, but... it should be them sucked into the PC world inside Pokemon, and inside there is Mega Man. That was my idea. Fuck you.
That's not bad. It's a good suggestion.
Like
Battle Network.
So, like, are you fighting and destroying, or, like, are the Pokemon... the viruses? Because you could... there is a battle chip system in that game that you can basically use, like...
corrupted... Pokemon. So, like, Pokemon put into the PC, become data. Mm-hmm. Corrupted Pokemon data become these viruses inside. And so you have to fix the PCs so that the Pokemon world can use their PCs again. And use the digital Pokemon transfer again.
So it is in...
the battle network, and you're defeating corrupted Poke data.
Pokemon.
No, I'm trying.
Maybe like a leak or something.
I'm trying to piece. No, I'm saying, is it in a. I can imagine it just being in the Pokemon universe, and it is what you're saying, but there is one guy, like a technician, that goes in there and does that, but he goes in there like with Mega Man to take out the.
Gotcha.
To take out the. Viruses. Yeah. And then
oh my god, it's Bill.
Oh my god, that's so fucking funny.
It's Bill.
Wait, what would be the villain? Like Sigma or Dr. Wily mixed? I don't even know what the Battle Network one is.
If it's Battle Network. Like,
who would be the big bad?
Team Rocket, shit. You just said it in Team Gen Rocket. 1, Gen 2.
Just them.
And it's, that way you don't have too many creatures or whatever. Creatures, Pokemon.
True.
God, this is so fun. I'm so sorry for trying to limit this, Nate.
Yeah, oh my god, and he's Rockabilly. he's Rockabilly. Sorry.
Oh my god.
He's Bill and like his avatar that goes in. He names the team Rockabilly.
That's
pretty good.
I love that. 10 out of 10. 10 out of 10, honestly. It works perfectly. Oh, you could get... No, Mega... no, we could keep going. I would want to keep going on that. That's amazing.
Do you want to give a little more sense?
Well, the other one that I was going to think of, and then we could bounce back to it, but basically, I was thinking that they both kind of exist at the same time. Like, it's that they both have always existed in the same world. So you have, like, it's the future, and maybe you said it during like the classic Mega Man era, and it's essentially just a future Pokemon game, maybe even kind of like, because I've been playing a lot of ZA, so very similar to that, where you have Pokemon that are intermingled with humans, you have some robots that are essentially the same thing. And then, yeah, just the plot of Mega Man 1. Dr. Wily goes crazy and uses a bunch of robots and Pokemon to destroy the world.
Honestly, nice question. Yeah. Are they
Robobonds?
Are the Pokemon? Yeah, are they Pokemon robots? Like, are they
Pokemon?
Also, are they like Mavericks, where it's like they look like a chameleon, but it's like, oh, it's a Greninja, but it's like a robot version?
Yes.
Yeah, like the Paradox Mons. The Iron Valiant, Iron Thorns, gotcha. Iron Hands, like.
So I'm thinking
it's far enough into the future that they're the Pokemon now.
It could be, yeah. It could be like, okay. So the main bosses, like the stages you have to go to or whatever, are they're ruled by the robot masters, and maybe instead of Iceman, it's fuck it,
Piplup Man,
or something like that. No, that's actually perfect because it looks like him. Exactly.
Or what's the Emporium? The Emperor.
Oh, but those are water types, actually. Shit. But you know what I mean. Yeah, you have the right. Gotcha. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Right just idea. Trent. I mean, if we had more time, I would love to be like, let's sit down and what would be the 8 robot master Pokemon? You know, which Pokemon would be the 8? Yeah. But that's, God. I don't know if we ever want to.
But then, I don't know. Yeah, I can't think of anything like that where it's like, you could just, from there, you could bring your team along the way, kind of like. Have it be like Legends. Yeah. I'm thinking of it being more like a mixture of Legends in the first game.
So it's like if it's in the future and they're all like the new like Robo Pokemon, and it's like you, instead of getting sent back to the past, you got shot forward into the future, like, and you have like your starter already, so you bring one like normal Pokemon with you from the present or something.
No, I'm thinking regular Pokemon exists in this time. And there are robots that help with things, and maybe
but
the robots
like the robot
but there's also Pokemon.
Are robo Pokemon, but those are like you could attack and destroy and kill those without feeling bad.
It would be the same as like how is this like a robot fish in Mega Man? It's like, well, it's, instead of a fish, it's a Magikarp.
But then like
it's based on like, oh, our real animals are Pokemon.
The stages, ooh, the stages could have like those could be the biomes, or it'd be like the water stage, the ice stage.
Yeah.
This is where you could.
Yeah.
This is where you could fight the robots, but also this is where you could catch fucking like, Snow Run, this or that, you know?
That'd be sick.
And then,
all right, I'm sure we could keep going. Or
that's so true. That one has limitless potential.
That's a pretty solid like pairing.
I might like Nate's idea more though.
They're both pretty fucking good.
They're both equally doable.
God, keep going. Yeah. I'm so sorry for talking so much.
You're good. Like I said, that was a great one. I'm gonna end up with some stupid ass like combo. Let's see. I'll do a quick one and see what I get.
Wonder Woman at the Sonic Drive Thru.
Wonder Woman and Batman. Oh, cool.
Is Batman on there?
Oh, Wicked. Wait. Yeah, Predator. I actually wanted Predator.
Oh, wow.
So, okay. That's a good one.
So I'm keeping Predator.
I'm hoping for Predator Sonic Drive-In, please.
Predator.
Hey.
Predator Sleep Token.
I can make that work. Actually, that should be sick, though, because he just dresses as the Predator.
Oh,
he's singing the songs.
That would be really tight.
He's doing the clicking.
Oh,
God. SpongeBob? Oh, I fucking love this.
Predator SpongeBob?
Versus SpongeBob. I'll keep it. I think that's a pretty fucking solid one.
Holy shit.
So, it'll probably be like a cartoon movie. It's literally the Predator goes to Bikini Bottom. Like, we've never seen him in underwater.
He has like a diving underwater suit.
Like a scuba.
Yeah. Like Sandy's.
And he has like a harpoon, like kind of like spear, like instead of like the regular one.
Could it be like SpongeBob doesn't even know he's getting hunted? Be like, ooh, a penny. Go pick up a penny and a spear.
She goes over his head.
Wow, it must be my lucky day.
Yeah, well, look at these pennies. Or like it keeps hitting like Man Ray or like one of the SpongeBob villains who just and like so it's just cartoonily like, impaled and then
Bubble Bass is nearby and it's just every time he shoots a projectile it sticks into Bubble Bass's butt and he goes, "Oh."
No. Or you don't see who it sticks, but you always hear, "My leg."
Mm. Yeah, that's good. My leg. My eye.
And then SpongeBob like going so through good. Like his day and just constantly mm-hmm. just not noticing that the predator's after him.
He's like, some weird things are going on. Here. It's like, I don't know what it is.
It's just an extension
at the end of the day, he's like, man, that was such a boring day.
Yeah. Like, or what a beautiful, fun day.
You know, peaceful. And then there's a scene where Sandy kind of gets whiffed of what's going on. She's like, oh, this again. I've dealt with this before when I was in Texas. And she like pulls out like a blunderbuss.
Oh my god!
She's the one who ends up. Like, she's the one who ends up fighting him off, and SpongeBob still never even knows,
notices.
I'm imagining an interaction kind of like Patrick intercepts like the Predator somehow, and he's just like, "Hey, Mister, do you have like a dollar or something?" And Predator like tries to scan him and just sees absolutely nothing going on.
And so Predator can't like. In good conscience, kill Patrick because he's so far beneath him and so helpless that he's like,
yeah.
Ooh, oh and my this god! Is,
this like, all this... starts. He finds out that SpongeBob has like some like secret ability, like something that makes him incredibly like dangerous. that's why he has to kill him.
His patty flipping skills is like so good. He thinks like, it's like a weapon.
No, he's chopping. It's like Gary. Shit. Something about Gary. He's trying to hunt Gary. Because he's a hunter, so he's trying to hunt Gary, but the whole episode is like, SpongeBob is taking him out for a walk, and the whole time they're dodging everything, and meanwhile, like, oh my god.
I just imagine also, like, the Predator running, and you remember that scene where they made fun of Texas, and they're running away from Sandy?
Yeah.
And they're, like, running, and then the rope comes, drags it back, and then there's the explosion.
Literally that. I was thinking, what if there was like, so Sandy takes out the Predator, and at one point Patrick gets the mask and puts it on, like can see like he's just like dressed. I want to see him dressed as a Predator, just like dressed up like. Ooh, this is a cool helmet.
I'm imagining. God, it's hard because I can imagine it animated, but I can also imagine it like he is live action.
Like him, yeah.
Like the movie,
like the pirate, like David Hasselhoff.
Yeah. Yeah, no, honestly, you know what it is? The one in the show is animated, but at the end when they come and give Sandy like a gift, that's like just a bunch of like live action ones, you know.
When Sandy finally kicks him out of Bikini Bottom, she like she literally like picks him up and with her boot like boots him off into the sky, and then we see above the water him fly out of the water and he's live action.
Oh, and he slams into his invisible ship and then
like he gets thrown up and lands on top of the invisible ship.
This is amazing.
That's what I love about Predator is another character, like one that's just so easy to like transpose into other worlds. Usually
he's so over the top,
like it's just a very big slasher kind of dude. You know,
it helps that he has a format that goes with him where you're just like, whatever universe he's in, he's trying to kill someone.
Basically. He's hunting.
Like, it's going to be the same every time.
Yeah. My God. It's good.
Oh, that's right. Incredible.
I think we have time.
One more round?
I think we have time for one more round each. So we'll do one of each for you, and then on the third round, maybe we collab. We'll collab.
Okay.
So this will be for you, Nate.
Oh, let's do...
Do you want to add any more before I give another spin?
No.
Should we add anything?
No.
Okay. Should you take anything out? Have you been taking out the ones that...
Yeah. I have been taking... If we get it... Yeah. If there's any I missed, we could just, you know... I hope you get soap and shoes. Let's see.
Sonic already did that. Sorry,
soap and shoes.
Yeah, soaps. That's the shoes he's wearing.
Oh my god, did you get
just the grinding shoes? Okay. They're soap shoes.
That's so funny.
So you have sleep.
Would you I'm gonna use my reroll. I'd like to reroll.
Yeah,
I just don't know anything about it.
It's just a band. I mean, you can
sleep token writes a song about whatever the other topic is.
Yeah. All right, so you have Nightmare on Elm Street.
There we go. That's better. A little better.
It's a pretty easy one. Yeah. Well, you know, we can help you out if you need. So let's see what Freddy Krueger versus...
Knife Hands Jones.
Sleep Token. Just kidding. Yeah, Knife Hands. Ooh. Oh, Spawn would be easy. Oh, my God. Did you... Kirby. Fuck yeah, that's perfect.
What?
Kirby's Dream Land.
Kirby's Dream Land. Freddy Krueger comes to Dream Land.
Freddy's Dream Land, bitch.
the Dreamlands being slowly corrupted into Nightmare Land, and he has to stop Freddy from corrupting Dreamland.
Oh my god, I'm thinking of reverse. I'm thinking of Freddy into, instead of playing a Kirby game, you're playing as Freddy, but you're just going through, you're corrupting everything, you're killing all of the creatures.
Some like Newground Flash game.
Basically,
you're
going
around with a shotgun and you're Mario and you're shooting all the Goombas.
And I want to be Kirby and I want to absorb Freddy Krueger and get knife hands on Kirby with a little hat.
I have a question for you, Nate. Is Freddy Krueger made of yarn?
We'll do that. We'll pick a new aesthetic.
True.
Maybe we'll do fuzzy, like the Yoshi fuzzies game, where everything's like fuzzy. Yeah. Or something. We'll pick a texture, like, and then we'll do everything in that texture. Bitch. That way, they meld together a little bit better. Or like it's all done in like watercolor, and it's supposed to be in the dream world. Like he's not actually on Dreamland. He's in the thought space of Dreamland, and it's just because it's Dreamland, it's really susceptible to Freddy's influence. So they're still fighting in dreams. So they'll be able to do stuff that's really crazy and silly, and like, you know, like Kirby will pull a hammer out of nowhere, but then Freddy can also pull a hammer out of nowhere.
It's like they're matched. They're perfectly matched.
That's so
funny. What would Kirby's move be if he were to eat Freddy Krueger? Like, what would his ability be?
Claws.
You get like that Meta Knight, Meta Knight spin hurricane. Instead of a sword, he's using his claws.
The claw. Perfect. So just like, and he still says, or whatever he says. He says, bitch.
Bitch.
Nice.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Bitch. Nice. Right.
Perfect.
All
right, Gibbledon, you ready?
Yeah, yeah.
Or is there anything else we should add to Kirby? I feel like that's pretty much.
No, that's good. That's good.
Okay. All right, let's see what Gib's going to get. Oh, God, the suspense is killing me. Come on, shoes and soap. Shoes and soap. Come on, baby. Ooh, one more would have been perfect for you. So, we have Street Fighter.
Okay.
Would you like to keep or spin?
No, let's do Street Fighter. Classic crossover.
Okay. Honestly, fighting game, easy to input almost anything. Hopefully get soap.
Fucking shut up with the soap.
Hopefully get soap. Soap Fighters.
Ooh,
Soap Fighters 3.
You got Shoe Brand.
Oh,
would you like to respin for Shoe Brand because you haven't respun yet?
I'll respin.
Yeah. Okay. So let's do.
Got it.
It's not a bad one though. I feel like it'd be cool to have like, I have Blanca shoes. They have toes and they're green.
Yeah.
Or like my Nikes are, I don't know, Chun Li's shoes or some shit.
See, that'd go fire.
Oh, perfect.
They probably someone's
Street Fighter Sleep Token.
Ooh, Street Fighter Sleep Token. Okay.
Sleep Fighter.
Sleep
That's
Fighter.
Basically that Tower of the Fool, the Tower of the Fool show. Oh, no, it's more combat, though.
God, I know
No, but that's the alternate version.
I know it's, whatchamacallit. It's what I've been saying all day, but,
He won't shut up about it.
No, I think just have them exist in the same world. You have like a hyper stylized sleep token, who's or Vessel, his name is, who is a musician who is like channeling this deity, or is being this deity is using like him as a voice, basically.
Gotcha.
And I don't. What is the Street Fighter? What do they fight for? I guess I don't really know. Don't really.
What are you fighting for? I think it's a tournament in the first few. I don't know, like beyond.
But for what?
I think two is.
I believe it's mostly based around Bison trying to take over the world, and like.
And I think the
Street Fighter tournament is like a way to like for him to try and see if anybody's like strong enough to stop him.
I don't think he. Does he host it? Anyways,
I think Bison does.
That's a good. That's a good question, honestly.
Because I really, who plays those games for the plot? But no, I'm thinking that Vessel exists in this world. You know, they have gods in there, right? They have like
probably Akuma. Akuma's like possessed and like
powerful. Yeah. Okay. But yeah, Vessel enters the tournament to win for. I don't know. What would the tournament...
It's just a tournament to become the strongest fighter. That's it.
That sounds like, I don't think it's, because it's the first fighting game that's like a, like it made fighting games basically.
Yeah.
So it's like, I'm sure it's pretty straightforward.
Yeah, I think Vessel would be doing it, like so. Trying to win the, yeah, just trying He's to just win
part
for
of,
the...
part of
what happened.
It's this in when it's Street Fighter 2 that M. Bison launches his living incubator plan to develop new alternative bodies to be stronger so that he can crush the world and take over. And then like in the second one, the Shadaloo is trying to dominate the world.
Mm-hmm. I think that's where nice. Yeah. that's the yeah. Okay. So it's just Street Fighter 2. Sleeps like, oh, there's a disturbance in the force. Vessel, you have to go protect the world. You have to go take part in a Street Fighter.
You're my only and hope, Sleeps.
Yeah, but it's cool because he's got a sword, so I'm thinking he's like a swordsman, and
he does have a sword. I saw that in the images.
Put people to sleep, or you know, sing people to sleep, and then stab them. Yeah, but no, that's pretty. That'd be. Yeah. I think it exists. I don't know if they have any I'm sure they have musicians in Street Fighter 2, you know?
Oh, yeah. Well, I don't know about 2, but yeah. But the music is fucking great in Street Fighter, so you can have even Sleep Token do the soundtrack. Ooh.
Sleep Fighter.
Or some part of it, at least.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Honestly, Sleep Token in Mortal Kombat would have been way better. Oh, fuck. That's actually perfect. Fuck.
Oh, I mean, well, yeah. That would have been like, actually I should have put Mortal Kombat on here, but yeah.
Damn it, yeah. But
oh well. Next time we do this every year. Alright. We'll do one more. I think we'll try to collab on this one as if we can.
Alright.
I think we'll do respins each if any of us are really just like, I fucking nah. Like, you know. I think we'll each get one respin if needed. But let's see what we get. Because we wanna, you know, try to end on a good one.
Hell yeah.
Come on, Soap. I'm just kidding. Now you see me, baby.
Let's go. Now you see me, Soap.
Y'all want to respin or?
Yeah.
You want to respin it? Oh, okay.
I'll respin. I mean, I'm like, I'm not. I mean, it's literally just a host or a heist with magic people, so it's not like too wild. It would just be them and Goku do a heist. You know?
Perfect.
Ooh. Mini mates. Okay.
Is there is there a way to do this as a crossover other than just whatever it's crossover with is now a set a product, of Minimates?
Probably
toys?
Not.
AKA Minimates or Soap or Shoes.
Yeah. Reroll.
So we'll go until we get like a franchise. We'll get two franchises.
Okay.
Like,
okay.
Rather than a brand. We'll keep it at that. Okay, Spawn. Cool. I am down. I mean, I think let's keep Spawn. Just
I can do Spawn.
Okay, Spawn.
Okay.
Spawn. As long as it's with Wicked.
Pretty...
Ooh.
Oh. let me respin, because this is not, a franchise.
They already crossed. Spawn and Metallica did already cross over on the Spawn soundtrack. So we...
Oh. Okay, so then we have to find out a different crossover. Mm. No, I was going to respin, because it's not a franchise. We're doing franchise this time. So because we'll do Spawn. Family Guy, come on, Family Guy. Ooh, Star Wars.
Ooh, what the
Ooh, fuck? Yeah, okay.
Scooby-Doo. Spawn Scooby-Doo. Actually, oh my god, okay.
Spawny-Doo, baby.
It's, okay, does it, in terms of, like, animation style or, like, vibe or whatever,
it's gotta be in Scooby-Doo.
That's either that or for this one, I can imagine the gang in the HBO 90s.
Yeah, I was going to say, we can, because their style has changed over time for Scooby-Doo. It doesn't have to be the old Hanna-Barbera. Although maybe there's like a flashback or a scene that's like, because it would be kind of funny to see Spawn running around through the doors.
Yeah.
Like the old janky one.
Okay.
Maybe like a clip or
it's
something.
Actually What's New Scooby-Doo style.
The cartoon?
The What's New Scooby-Doo kid cartoon.
The kid one? I love that one.
Okay,
That's where Spawn goes in.
And they're like, all right, gang, we have a spooky a spooky demon-looking creature in an alleyway. We gotta go investigate it.
Yeah.
And they think it's gonna be...
I need help finding Wanda!
Yeah, but they think it's they think it's gonna be Spawn, but it's actually Violator, who tries to lure them in... or shit, they're kids, and there's that ice cream man that kills kids in the Spawn universe, so...
Yeah,
you can do a lot.
Kincaid. Yeah.
And then you got the Beatles playing in the background.
Yeah.
I imagine Fred being like meeting Spawn and being like, "Let's see who this guy really is." He like lifts the mask up and we get like a shot from behind Spawn's head looking at Freddy lifting his mask, and his eyes just go wide and he's just like slowly lowers like
screams.
It. Yeah. It's like...
I also want to see like I would love the idea, because now it's like, oh, Spawn could, like, take them to hell. Like, Scooby-Doo gang could be in hell. Like,
that's hilarious.
Like, they're like, you know, ooh, yeah, we're just dealing with this guy that's, like, in a Halloween costume. Oh, he's creepy. He's looking for his wife.
They're actually fighting, like, a real demon. And so Spawn has to come and help them and take the demon and drag the demon back to hell.
Okay, that's
perfect.
I feel like that's the Spawn... If it's in the
Spotified
universe,
version, like,
they get kidnapped by that ice cream man, and Spawn has to go fucking
like go get him. Yeah.
That's where that's if the ice cream man kidnaps Matthew Lillard and
the movie versions,
the movie ones.
Honestly,
movie Spawn has to go save them.
That's awesome. That'd be fucking that, like this one, like Scooby-Doo actually is another one. It's like I'm like finding that's like, oh, that's actually a pretty good one to cross over with like a lot of shit, because it's just kids or people looking for like a murder mystery.
It's silly murder mystery. Yeah, I mean literally, yeah. It's crossed over with a lot of different stuff.
Super
most
camp,
of this on here probably,
easy to
too.
Translate.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
I say.
But yeah. No. That's.
We do, I say we do one more. Huh?
You want to do one more?
One more. We just spin it once, and whatever it is, it's crossed over with Chinese.
Okay, but we do three. Now, I say we do one with three. Now we do one with three.
Okay, a three-way? Okay.
One for each of us, and then we take
three-way,
it like what it is.
Three-way, no re-rolls. Yep, three-way, yep, no re-rolls.
Yep. No re-rolls? Okay. Should I take any of these off before we roll? Should I get soap? Like the non-brand
soap
stuff?
And shoe brand.
Leave that?
Soap and shoe brand.
No. And if we're doing three, I think you could leave them on, personally, but...
Okay.
I'll take off soap. Compromise. Okay. Leave the shoe brand.
Take off Scooby-Doo since we did that one?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, we did, yes. Sorry, I forgot that. And I think that's... Okay, so we're going to roll three times, no re-rolls, and we each just kind of take a turn of how to incorporate it together, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Nate, we'll go and say more. This will be yours, Nate.
Hit it.
So you get... Ooh. Now you see me. Just kidding.
Why is that still on there?
I forgot to take off Sonic.
Let's go. Perfect. Perfect.
Sonic Drive-In.
Okay. Right,
so it's good. You know, it could be product. Could be product placement.
Fine, yeah.
Yeah.
Gib, maybe. You're gonna get shoe brand.
Shut the hell up.
And then I'm gonna get Lego. So we get like Lego shoes that are
only sold at Sonic.
Yes.
You got Lego.
Son of a bitch. Roll your perfect. Shit.
No rerolls. No rerolls. All right, go down.
No rerolls. This is perfect. we'll do a quick one after this if you want. If this is
no, this is perfect.
No, this is perfect. We can go to plugs after this if you get shoe brand.
Family Guy. Yes, 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 baby.
Okay, so Sonic drive-through toys, or sorry, drive-up toys that come with their meals that are little Lego versions of the Family Guy characters.
That
you
can only get these at Sonic's. When you get the exclusive Peter Griffin meal, it comes with three burgers and two large fries and two drinks and 55 Cokes, 55 Shakes, 55 Corn Dogs, 55 of this.
Holy crap, Lois, there's so much fucking food.
Lois, look at all this fucking food. So cheap, too.
It reminds me of that time that I found a Lego inside my Sonic Drive-In meal. eating, and then all of a sudden he starts choking. He just
He pulls out like the whole Ferris wheel, like fully built.
Yeah, the entire Millennium Falcon he pulls out of his mouth.
Like, oh, speaking of
holy
fucking shit, Lois. When I was a kid, I remember chewing on a Lego magnifying glass, and then I accidentally swallowed it.
I bet you did.
I accidentally swallowed it, and I remember freaking out and calling my dad and be like, Dad, what do I do? What do I do? And he's like, just drink a lot of water, which in hindsight is like, what?
so you can pee it out.
So that like your digestive system's lubricated so it doesn't get stuck anywhere.
Yeah, true.
I ended up pooping.
Can't hurt.
I ended up pooping, and then there was a little Lego magnifying glass there.
Did you know the magnitude of that? Of your mistake? Did you get the magnitude of your mistake?
Understood.
Boo.
All right. Thanks. All right.
Gibbelang, put out the advertisement. We need a new third host.
Third host. After that. Yeah, you guys are going to cross over with a replacement.
I'll work on it.
Speaking of that, what, y'all have anything that y'all would like to plug? Any? Where could people cross over to find y'all? In Chinese, please.
Find me on Instagram.
Gym Leader Nate on everything.
Gibbelang everything. What about you?
No Dumb Idea everywhere. Make sure you follow us, you know, YouTube, Instagram, Spotify, Apple, wherever. But yeah, I just want to give a shout out to fucking Family Guy Sonic the Hedgehog. Yeah. Sonic the Hedgehog, Sonic
Family Guy Legos. Yeah, Family Guy Legos. You can only get them at Sonic. Okay.
Let me shout out to Supernatural for being weird and sexual about Scooby-Doo.
Yeah, shout out to
Godzilla for just all of
everything. Yeah. Scooby-Doo Spawn, hell yeah.
Scooby-Doo Spawn.
That'd be fucking sick.
Megamon.
Fucking shout out Pokemon Mega Man. Yeah, that was good.
Shout out to Megamon. Fortnite.
Megamon.
Nice. They should do a Fortnite MTG crossover. Just full circle. Just close
that's Jesus.
They already did.
Did they?
Hey, guess what?
Oh, they did. That's
that was one of the first ones they did.
What?
Oh, that loop's closed.
They did a secret lair. MTG. It was a secret lair 5-card set.
Oh,
they
no.
They did Fortnite.
No. I thought Fortnite did have, like, Jace or...
Oh.
That's what I was thinking,
That's what I was
too,
like, what?
I forgot there was the cards.
No, Magic the Gathering had the battle bus and shit.
Hell yeah. I need those.
Thank you for listening to No Dumb Idea.